We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 51st chapter, the 12th Pasuk. And this is also from the prophecies of the Shiva Denechemta, the seven prophecies we read after Tisha B'Av, describing how Hashem will comfort us after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And we begin Pasuk Yud Bet. Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachemchem. Hashem says, it is I who will comfort you. And so you can rest assured that your comfort will be a real one. I am personally coming to comfort you. Mi'at v'tirei me'enosh yamut u'mi'ben adam chatzir yinatein. Ribbono shel Olam says to us, who are you? You are the descendant of tzaddikim. Mi'at is positive. It's not like we would say, who do you think you are? But rather it is, do you recognize who you are? Vatir'i, why are you scared? Who are you scared of? Me'enosh yamut, from a human being. But don't worry, humans die. You have nothing to fear. Umi ben adam, who are you scared of? From a mere mortal, chatzir yinaten. He will ultimately be like the grass that dries out. So man ultimately becomes grass, right? Man decomposes. So what are you scared of? A human being that will ultimately be dry grass? Don't be scared, says the Ribbono shel Olam. I'm standing behind you, and I will comfort you. V'tishkach Adonai osecham. And you, says the Ribbono shel Olam, you've forgotten me. I'm the one who created you. Note shamayim v'yosed aretz, says the Ribbono shel Olam, I'm the one who stretched out the heavens, I'm the one who implanted the earth. Vatefachet tamid kol hayom, and you consistently fear mipnei chamat hametzik. You're always scared of the anger of the enemy, who is metzik, who oppresses you. Kasher konein leashchit, because you know that the enemies are plotting to destroy you, which has been our history. Ve'ayechamat ametzik, you're going to see that the anger of your oppressors will be gone. Ve'ayeh, where is all that anger? Says the Ribbono shel Olam, ben adam chatzir yinaten. Man ultimately becomes dry grass. And so the Ribbono shel Olam says, why do you forget me? You're focused on the current danger. Yet you have to be prepared that that's not really where you should be focused. That is passing and fleeting. I tease my kids sometimes. I'll extend one hand as though I'm about to poke their nose or something. So they'll block that hand, and then I'll tickle them with the other hand. So my kids know that. Why do I do that? So first of all, it's a joke. But also, it prepares them the idea, don't just focus on the thing that's in front of you that seems to be affecting you right now. It's a rule also right in self-defense, but it's a rule in life. Very often you see the hand that's in front of you and you forget there's another hand right here. Don't just focus on the hand that's in front of you. Be focused on both. So the Ribbono shel Olam says, throughout our history, we were very focused on the hand that was in front of us. It's real. Right now, if a person's living with the threat of a current pogrom, it's hard to think of the broader picture. They see the current threat. Says the Ribbono shel Olam, I want you to take a broader perspective. At the end of the day, the threat you're facing now is something which will pass. And you have to look for the long term. Yes?
Metzik means, does it just mean to annoy?
In modern Hebrew, Ben Yehuda. But in Tanakh it comes from the word sukkah, tzara, oppression.
Also the argument, I get the argument, you know, look in the long run. But, you know, isn't that, there'll eventually be grass, isn't that kind of a...
I think, on the contrary, that's where a person gains strength. I think that if a person can only focus on their current troubles, then the current troubles can sap one's strength. If a person can see beyond the current troubles and look at a broader picture and recognize that there will be a brighter future, then a person can overcome what their challenges are. My wife's grandfather came to Auschwitz, and he asked an older person there, he said, "How do you leave here?" So the older person pointed to a chimney, the smoke was coming out of the chimney, and he said to him, "You leave as smoke." That's what he told him. He said, "That's how you leave." And he quotes this at every bar mitzvah. Every time a grandson becomes bar mitzvah, my son is now 9 years old. And my wife's grandfather's slightly annoyed at me because already for over a year, he's telling me, "Why don't you buy him tefillin yet?" So he wants me to buy tefillin for his great-grandson 5 years before the bar mitzvah. Why? Because to him, every time he buys a pair of tefillin, he's saying, "You see, I didn't leave a smoke. There's much more than smoke here to show for my efforts." Now, I don't know how a person can be so great as to see beyond the moment, meaning the reality they were facing was that every other person was leaving as smoke. Meaning it was a very accurate description, "You leave here as smoke." But nonetheless, the Navi is giving us a tool to overcome the challenges of life. Yes, it's a hard tool to access, but it's a true tool to access. And those who can hold on to it, so then they have the strength to deal with the current challenges. One of the tools that give us strength is the ability to see beyond the suffering of the moment. The Navi describes over here, according to Rashi, Rashi describes that a person who is tso'eh, a person who is trying to empty his bowels, so he is mihar. He tries to be quick, lehipateach, to clean himself. Velo yamut lashachat, velo yechsal lachmo. And a person realizes that he better take care of his bodily needs, because otherwise he's going to die. So the Navi is again turning to the enemies of Israel and saying they are like, think about what their life is like. They're people who are trying to quickly take care of their needs, relieve their bowels, and then find more food to eat. And then they empty their bowels again, and then they find more food to eat. They are dry grass. They look at them and recognize that they are ultimately just going to be a fertilizer. If they don't lead a life of value, if their focus is to have another pogrom, don't mistake in them and you. You, says the Navi, Anochi hu menachemchem. I am the one who comforts you. You are leading lives of value which are eternal. Your enemies seem like they're a threat. And if you focus on them, you are focusing on, the Navi is basically comparing them like an animal. You know, what does a cow do? It eats and excretes, it eats and excretes, it eats and excretes, and then it's slaughtered. So the Navi is saying, that's how I want you to view your enemies. Who are you scared of? Ben Adam Chatzir Yinaten, the human being who will ultimately be fertilizer for the grass. We don't view our lives that way. We don't say, "Yeah, and then I'm fertilizer for the grass." We say, "No, I have a purpose in my life." And so the Navi says, "Mihar tso'eli pateach." These people who are your enemies, they have to quickly go and relieve themselves. Velo yamut lashachat, velo yechsar lachmo. He's concerned. "I don't want to die. I don't want to become fertilizer so fast." And then he's rushing to find more food. So that's his life. Take in, excrete, take in, excrete, take in, excrete until you become fertilizer. Ve'anochi Adonai Elohecha. But I, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I am your God. You're connected to me, and that makes you eternal. I am the one who makes the sea calm. I am the one who makes the sea in turmoil. I am the one who makes the world calm. I am the one who makes the world in turmoil. Adonai Tzevaot Shemo. I am the one who controls the armies, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. The armies think that they're the ones who are making battles, winning and losing. Says their Bon Shom, I'm the one who control the forces of the world. Hashem Tzevakot Shemo. I am Hashem who controls all the armies.